Okay, folks, after last night's debacle, after you watched the Minnesota Vikings absolutely embarrass themselves and the state of Minnesota on Monday Night Football last night, you need some, I hate to say therapy, but you need something to get your mind off Josh Freeman and Leslie Frazier and everything that was so nasty and ugly last night. So I have the perfect remedy. I have the perfect remedy for you. And yes, it is my team, my adopted team. I'm not sure that they've allowed me to adopt them, but I've done it anyway. My wife has kept me updated with their scores all year. Those of you who listen to this program regularly know who I'm talking about, but I'm going to keep stringing this out a while longer until he can figure it out. They are the defending state champions in Minnesota. They won the 9-man state championship last year. As I said, my wife gets all the scores and everything else on her iPad and her iPhone and keeps me and Emma updated. And she's already making plans, I think. And she shouldn't get ahead of herself, but she's already making plans to get down to the Metrodome to watch the Prep Bowl later on. We'll see how that goes. We don't want to jinx anybody. Yeah, it's the Clinton Graceville Beardsley Wolverines, my team, who I can't predict. I'm not going to say they can win or they're going to win because that will jinx them. I don't want that to happen. But they do open the playoffs here in, what, less than an hour. They're going to play their first playoff game in Minnesota 9-man football. And to tell us about this, after a very lengthy, long-winded introduction, I want to welcome in the co-coach of the Clinton Graceville Beardsley Wolverines. His name is Brian Dahl, and he joined us on the Mike McFeely Show this afternoon. Hello, co-coach. How are you?
I'm doing good, Mike.
Good, good, good. So you have your first playoff game coming up, in less than an hour here at 3 o'clock. It's a 3 o'clock kickoff against Renville County West. Give us the breakdown. Give us the lowdown, Brian.
Well, this is we're a one seed here in Section 3. Renville's the 8th seed. Renville comes in with a 1-7 record. We're feeling pretty good after a nice regular season, 8-0 through the regular season, and in Pheasant Conference champions, and something that our kids and us coaches are very proud of. And like we tell our kids every game, every week, and whether we're playing a 1-7 team, a 7-1 team, an 8-0 team, we're certainly not going to overlook Renville County West today. But we hope for good things.
You've outscored opponents 384-72 this year. That's an average winning score of 48-9. You're playing a team that's 1-7 and the number 8 seed, so you don't want to look past Renville County West. But I'm liking your chances. I know as a coach you can't say that, but I'm liking your chances today. How does this team compare, let's say, to last year's team that was undefeated and won the state championship? A lot of the same players back, a lot of comparisons, or a whole different team, Brian?
Well, the majority of our backfield is back. We finished the season last year in our last three games with basically the same backfield we have right now with quarterback Damon Gibson, running backs Jason Montoni, Austin Monham, and wing back Zach Ottleman. We lost last year's senior Logan Nordley in our section final game, and we finished the season without him. So this backfield that we have right now is essentially the same that we had last year. A lot of different faces on our offensive line. We graduated some awfully good players that were on there last year. We suffered through an injury this summer to one of our returning starters in senior Kean Turner, who was our left tight end and right defensive end for us, and we played all season without him. He's been there on the practice field in every game on the sideline with us all through the season. But this offensive line is only really one returning starter and senior David Mulberg at right guard. And we have different faces up there with center Nate Bauer and tight end Riley Nelson and left guard Tyce Hansen and then sophomore right tight end Mike Bauer. But as this season's gone on, these guys have gained experience and very valuable playing time. And I think we just keep getting a little better and a little better each and every week. And, of course, that's exactly what we want to see at this time of the year.
Is your quarterback available to play for the Vikings next Sunday night against the Packers? Because I'm sure you watched the game last night, Brian. Oh, my goodness gracious. If Josh Freeman is awful, Christian Ponder's awful. I'm not going to say Matt Castle's awful, but he's not very good. Can you borrow a couple of kids to Leslie Frazier? Could you coach the Vikings yourself, Brian? Would you be up for that challenge?
No, I don't think I'm up for that challenge at all. And I really hope that our kids are busy next weekend, so we don't have to worry about that.
Are you building a little bit of a dynasty here down in Clinton, Gracefield, Beardsley? I mean, do you got things going now where you, I know it's always tough in some of the rural areas because the, you know, the population of kids maybe isn't what it once was, but do you have a pretty good thing going now with your program, Brian, where you have kids, you know, starting to want to play football for the Wolverines when they're coming out of the womb?
Well, you know, that's kind of what it feels like right now. We've had a really nice run since about 2008, the first year we got to the state tournament and got down to the Cup Bowl in 2008 and lost to Houston. And since then, you know, we've just had a really nice run. And a lot of that comes from the fact that we've had some tremendous, tremendous athletes, some tremendous, tremendous kids that have great attitude, great work ethic. They want to do everything they can to win. They buy into what we're trying to do with our program and how we want to do things on both, you know, offense and defense. You know, I can't say enough about, you know, the leadership that comes through this program year in and year out. You know, last year I thought we had tremendous leaders in our seniors, and this year's seniors have just, you know, taken the reins and done the same thing. And, you know, you don't have success if your team isn't a tight-knit group, isn't all for the team and not just for, you know, individual efforts. And, you know, can say what we want about what, you know, what the team has done. We're just blessed with great players and great kids.
Brian Dahl, co-coach of the Clinton Gracefield Beardsley Wolverines football team, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. We'll keep him just for a couple more minutes here because the Wolverines do kick off at 3 o'clock in an afternoon tilt in the nine-man sectional playoffs, the first round of the playoffs here on this Tuesday. Brian, how important is it, and I know the answer to this, this is a setup question because I covered an awful lot of nine-man small-town football games, but one of the things I always enjoyed, and especially in the afternoon games, is people taking time off of work and people pulling up their pickup or their car up somewhere near the field and watching their hometown football team. It's one of those things, Brian, that I think gets the small towns together yet in this day and age where kids are doing iPads and you know, video games, and people have a million different things going on. One of the great pleasures of rural Minnesota life and North Dakota life too is to have these small town football games, and I'm sure you feel the same way. It's kind of neat.
Well, I think the atmosphere is absolutely fantastic. You know, you step out on that field and the grass is cut and the lines are painted. You can smell the popcorn coming from the concession stands. You see the fans getting ready for the opening kickoff. I mean, it almost brings you back to when you were 16, 17, 18 years old yourself and wish you could, you know, put that uniform back on and display one more time. But our fans here, you know, at CGB are absolutely fantastic. You know, through the run last year and the years before, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 years before, we just have great fan following. It's a football community, and, you know, they're excited for us. And this time of year when the farmers are busy in the field, you know, there's a number of them that aren't able to get into the game, but they all have it on the radio. You talk to them the next day, they're talking about things they heard on the radio, or the ones that are there are telling you things that they saw while at the game. You know, nothing better than that. And the fan support, I say it week in and week out, year in and year out, our fan support is absolutely fantastic.
My wife was a football cheerleader for the Wolverines back in high school, and she still has the uniform. Is there an open spot in the cheerleading squad, Brian, because she really wants to be a cheerleader?
I bet they'd let her come and cheer on the sideline. Tell her to come on down.
All right. Brian, good luck to you. I suspect we'll be talking again down the road. I can't come out and say that, but I suspect that maybe next week or the week after we'll get a chance to chat again. So good luck today, and we'll talk again, okay?
All right, thank you very much, Mike.
Yeah, you bet. Brian Dahl, he's the co-head coach of the Clinton Gracefield Beardsley Wolverines, and I will have a price to pay tonight when I get home for supper when my wife hears us chatting about her going back to the sidelines to be her cheerleader for the Wolverines. But her and Emma are excited, and they're hoping they can get down to the Metrodome to watch the Wolverines again. Need to take a break, and we'll talk maybe more about the Vikings next on this program. This is the Tuesday edition of the Mike McFeely Show on the Mighty 790 KFGO.